Have you ever walked into church or youth group and felt like everyone already had their friends and you were on the outside? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Growing up in youth group, I really felt like I was on the outside. It was a small group, maybe 10 or 15 kids who came on a regular basis, and most of them all went to the same school, so they were all friends. They were in the same activities. I was homeschooled, and I wasn't part of their other school stuff, you know, like show choir was their big thing. So I was kind of relegated to the outer rim of the friend group. It really didn't feel good to be on the outside. They might not have done it deliberately, but not being included on a lot of stuff left me feeling pretty lonely. Having friends and community is something we all crave, but it doesn't always come easy. But God designed us to grow together, where we can encourage each other, pray for each other, and remind each other of His love. That's what today's devotion is about. It's called Longing for Godly Community by Hannah Chung. We serve an incredibly intentional God. Even though God alone can satisfy our needs, He still designed us to be in Christ-centered community. The most natural place to seek that community is in a local church. But what if the youth group feels exclusive or there aren't many teens in the congregation? As a teen, church was a lonely place for me. It was difficult to connect with other teens during the service, and most of them didn't attend my school. At youth group, it felt like everyone was already satisfied with their existing friendships. And when there were changes in church leadership, the number of teens in the congregation shrank. Then, at last, in my junior year of high school, God gave me the courage to participate in more youth events, reach out to the teens who served alongside me, and even start a Bible study with those new friends. Several strangers transformed into what I believe will be lifelong friends. While churches are meant to resemble the family of God, we live in a broken world where no perfect community exists. However, we are still called to pursue community because God designed us to grow together and encourage each other. And through Jesus' death and resurrection, He places us in His family together. In fact, we can even experience God's presence through healthy relationships with other believers. God offers to guide us and comfort us as we pursue godly friendships. He calls us to be prayerful about who we invest time in and what kind of friendships we seek, relying on Him to help us every step of the way. While this process still takes courage, the blessing of godly community is worth it. Okay, let's think about this a little more. Do you have godly friends in your life who encourage you to become who God has created you to be? If so, how can you prioritize these friendships? If not, consider how God might be calling you to connect with other believers. Even though this may require going out of your comfort zone, it helps to remember that God is with you and will provide everything you need. If you're already part of a godly community, is there anyone God is calling you to invite into this community? Perhaps someone who might otherwise be overlooked? Consider taking a moment to talk to God about all of this and ask Him to help you notice opportunities to invest in godly relationships in your life. Write down whatever comes to mind. Now, you and I can read what Jesus said in Matthew 18:20. For where two or three gather in My name, there I am with them. And see for yourself what God says in Proverbs 27:17, 1 Thessalonians 5:10-18, and Hebrews chapter 10, 24-25 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. If you want to help your siblings grow in their faith, it doesn't have to be complicated. Keys for Kids Radio makes it simple with fun, Christ-centered content that they will actually enjoy. So you can help them by downloading the Keys for Kids app or stream it live at keysforkids.net. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Don't believe everything you hear from other people when they try to tell you what the Bible teaches. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.